Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, July 31st, 2012. I'm Mary Sherman. We're focusing on 9 stories today, including the impact of health care reform on pregnant women, efforts to clean up pollution at a New Mexico generating plant, and a move to stop animal fighting across state lines. Our top story, the future of pregnant women in California and the rest of the nation will significantly change on Wednesday. Lori Abbott reports.
On August 1st, the new health care law, the Affordable Care Act, will require insurance providers and Medicaid to cover clinical preventative services for women, including prenatal care, all without charging a copay, coinsurance, or deductible. Dr. Elliot Main, director of the California Maternal Quality Care Collaborative, says millions of women will gain access to health care services.
This is a big win for women in California. I think we should see improvements in outcomes for pregnancy and for interconceptual care.
Starting in 2014, all maternity care will be covered by all new individual, small business, and government exchange plans. The changes are being introduced as a wealth of data indicating that the number of mothers dying in America during or shortly after pregnancy is consistently growing.
Meanwhile, when the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the health care reform law, it may have set the stage for improved conditions for workers and their bosses. Mark Anderson, president of the South Dakota State Federation of Labor, says union workers need health insurance protections just like everyone else.
We really need to get the people that are uninsured, get them some insurance, so it's not the people that have insurance that are paying for them.
Anderson says when they enter labor negotiations with management, healthcare costs are always a big issue. He adds the next big step will be getting the state of South Dakota to go along with the law and begin setting up the health insurance exchange. A story out of Minnesota where a new effort is taking a unique approach and improving the health of people in every corner of the state. John Michelson explains.
22 projects that aim to connect people socially have been awarded more than $500,000 in grants from the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Minnesota Foundation. Executive Director Carolyn Link says strong relationships lead to healthier communities.
The more that we know and trust and have a sense of shared values, those relationships really matter to our health.
More information on how social connectedness can help with improving a community's health is online at incommons.org.
That report from John Michelson. How do you do everything at once? That's the question in front of New Mexicans trying to clean up the pollution from the San Juan generating plant. Efforts are underway to cut costs, protect health and the environment, and save workers' jobs. Can they do it? Renee Blake talks to some of the people juggling those goals.
What's to be done about the San Juan generating plant? A team of stakeholders, ratepayers, residents, workers, government representatives, and environmental groups is working on a plan to meet the Clean Air Act's regulations while still cutting costs and saving jobs. It's a tough assignment. Complaints about the plant center around air quality, and the one thing everyone has to do, breathe. A coalition of environmental groups has begun a media push to convince Public Service Company of New Mexico, or PNM, to transition from burning coal to solar and wind. Mariel Nanasi of New Energy Economy says time is short and pollution remains a major problem in the Four Corners area.
It's a deadly cocktail of ash and soot and chemicals, metals and gases that spew 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Part of the media effort asks people to post on PNM's wall at www.facebook.com/PNMElectric about how they feel about the San Juan generating plant. At least 120 people did, with comments from "do the right thing" to "it is nothing other than shameful that a state with so much sun and wind is not using these energy sources on a very grand scale." I'm Renee Blake reporting.
In one of the world's biggest ever blackouts, more than 600 million people lost power Tuesday in India when both its eastern and northern electricity grids collapsed. Power is slowly being restored across the country. The failure has raised concerns about India's outdated infrastructure and the government's inability to meet energy needs as the country aspires to become a regional economic superpower. Attending an animal fight has been a felony in Florida for 9 years. But now there is a push in Washington to make it a federal offense to cross state lines to fight animals, and also to offer some consistency between the state laws. Earlier this month, the U.S. Senate passed the Farm Bill, which contained an amendment that would prohibit attendance to organize animal fighting events, as well as punish vendors who sell at those events. Laura Bevan is the director of the Southern Region for the Humane Society of the United States. She says the federal law will help protect Florida animals as well.
You have to tackle at the state level, but then you have to look at federal level and the fact that people are crossing state lines for these fights.
Dog and cockfighting have been particularly common in Florida in the past, although the strict state law has discouraged those events from taking place in a public forum, says Bevins. The U.S. House is expected to vote on a one-year extension of the Farm Bill this week, which would include the law against animal fighting attendants. As North Carolina waits on courts to weigh in on their interpretation of Amendment 1, thousands of residents are trying to understand how the marriage amendment will impact them. Stephanie Carson has more on help that is available.
Monroe Moore of Asheville and his husband have three children and took steps to protect their relationship and their children with legal documents years ago. Moore is concerned that others in his situation may not have the resources to do that.
There are people in North Carolina that are not in a safe place, and they don't have the finances or the support to put themselves in a safe place.
The Campaign for Southern Equality is hosting free legal workshops around the state in the coming months to assist people in taking steps to protect their children, health care, and assets.
A new study finds parents and other caregivers who demean, bully, humiliate, or otherwise emotionally abuse children may not know the harm they cause and often do not get the help that they and their children need. The report from the American Academy of Pediatrics finds psychological maltreatment is just as harmful as other types of maltreatment, yet it is not recognized, understood, or studied as much as physical or sexual abuse. Some children with special needs are learning how to quickly ditch their training wheels and enjoy riding a bicycle on their own. The Lose the Training Wheels camp, which travels the country, is in Akron, Ohio this week. During the camp, children will learn the seemingly impossible task of independently riding a bike in less than a week. The Greater Akron Office of the Autism Society of Ohio is sponsoring the program, and Director Lori Kramer says they use an adaptive device that has what looks like a rolling pin on the back wheel.
The kids are riding around on a bike just like they own it, but it has a rolling pin on the back wheel. And that pin keeps getting smaller and smaller, and eventually they just pop it right off without even telling the kid and putting on a wheel, and they're riding.
The camp is for children with any type of special need who may have difficulty with gross motor skills. Kramer says they have an 85% success rate, with most children riding independently within just 3 days. I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported and online at publicnewsservice.org.